God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Reed's not good and God's not dead. Don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic, and waves still pound upon the sand, and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
You can build a... It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Aru! Once again, is it once again? Again? I believe it is. Therefore, once again, we're in the saucer pod hovering above somewhere. Tonight, we are not hovering, but rather skimming, only a short way above the surface of the much offended and tormented Pacific Ocean. Not only does this majestic expanse of living and conscious waters have human-made islands of plastic garbage that are miles across in size, but a multiplicity of corporate poisons are laying waste to life forms resident in these living conscious waters. Now deadly radiations are, well, radiating out across this ocean according to the whim of currents and winds, or there is no radiation, depending on who you listen to. I note the peculiarities of terrible wounds upon the bodies of the wildlife in Alaska, Canada, elsewhere. I'm stunned at the recent emergence also of vituperative fanatics who spit-splatter the internet with violent and inflexible rhetoric, completely devoid of reason, facts, logic, or anything else within 100 miles of the island of common sense, which is not in the Pacific, or it might be, well, I don't really know. They argue for the sake of arguing. They're always anonymous, and this leads me to believe that although some portion of them are certainly wackos, there's an ever-increasing percentage that are in the pay of the governments or satanic organizations whose profits are found in chaos and confusion, no matter how or where it may be expressed. Well, folks, I don't know what to say. Well, let me digress back. That wouldn't be a digression. Just go back to that thing about the Pacific again. It's rather frightening. And, you know, I'd always hoped to go back to Hawaii, to go back there, even to visit or such, but my finances haven't permitted it. But, you know, go and spend a couple few months recording my band, and they're still there and that kind of thing. But now, I mean, with this Fukushima thing, whoa. Anyway, I don't know what to say. I didn't do a radio show last week, and I was seriously thinking about not doing one this week because I just don't know what to say, you know, and so I thought I'd just come on here and I would just wing it, you know, and hopefully this would be better than nothing. Now, I've been invited to London to be part of a seminar on the 23rd. It's an all-day thing from 9 in the morning till 9 at night. There's apparently a dinner involved also. Ken O'Keefe's going to be there. This lady Tahara, I believe, and another lady who's a poet. I can't really remember right now. I should be able to remember, but I don't. Anyway, a number of people are going to be there, and they keep adding to it, and apparently I'm going to be there. So if you're anywhere in the UK or listening to this here now, and you can get there, and I am there, and I am, and I am going to try to be, finances permitting, looking like I might be able to, then, you know, I could meet with you, say hello, have a drink, have breakfast before I go. I don't know. Something along those lines, just throwing it out there. Well, it also depends on whatever happens and whether the world holds together until then. There's a lot of tension going on behind the scenes. When Israel doesn't get its way, they start looking for something horrible to do to shock the world with. And then they look for someone to blame it on. Or it's the other way around, more likely. By deception, you shall wage war. I had hoped to get a show on the new People's Voice TV network, but from what I hear, I have too many enemies over there at Eichland, and David Eichland, and I'm too radical in some of the things I say, meaning there are parameters within which you can tell the truth, but you can't push the envelope. And this has always been my problem. I've never really had anything against Ike. His self-promotional thing, it really embarrasses me, but when it should embarrass him, but I don't really want to criticize him for that. I just have a real problem with blaring self-advertisements. And so, I mean, maybe in a way it's just as well I'm not over there. And I keep forgetting that God is the centerpiece of my life. God is the centerpiece of everyone's life, but few of us acknowledge that. And so we reap no benefits from it. I tend to forget, more often than I wish it were true, that everything that happens to me is something God is involved with. Is a direct interaction of God with my soul, having to do with my evolution in terms of bringing me to my eternal home or perfecting me as what I truly am, or cutting away the dross, burning away the dross, however the matter is done. There are different terms for it in different traditions. You just take your pick. Well, I'll be where I'm supposed to be. That's what I believe. And I will do what I'm supposed to do. I will acquire what is meant for me, and I'll lose what is meant to go. I have to stop second-guessing existence and its author and putting the responsibility for things upon external shells when there may be no connection. Sure, there are people in that crowd that bear a lot of animosity to me over there at Eichland because I won't buy into their beef with the Catholic Church and their fantasy that the Catholic Church controls everything negative going on in the world when no question, it's those who are engaged with the Zionist push. And they were doing this kind of nasty kind of thing before there even was a Catholic Church. It's a tradition with that particular group of people. And man, if you're a student of history, it's there to be seen. You may not want to know it. You certainly may not want to say it. You probably want to just squirm along through your existence and avoid the unpleasant truth because it might have a certain amount of backwash upon you. It might cause you certain difficulties, like it has me. I mean, with my musical career and my writing career, I'm dead in the water to a certain degree with that. But luckily for the internet, I do reach a certain amount of people. But otherwise, were it not for this, but it's worth it to me. I realize that my service, such as it is far more important to me than recognition in the outer world. I've wondered about my status and what it all means. I've been blogging for 10 years, and I've never been up for a single award, probably because of that kind of thing, too. I don't resent this, and I don't think about it, not very often, but I do believe it's pretty strange. I'm definitely in the wilderness like some kind of alien life form. Then I reverse the whole thing and think, well, that's an acknowledgement of a kind also. I get recognized by the invisible. What do I need with the visible anyway, even if I am visible to begin with? Well, I wasn't visible to begin with. That happened in the early 80s when I got the band back together. Oh, my friends, the world is just on the verge of tempestuous chaos, mayhem, who knows what. I look intuitively and indirectly, telepathically, peripherally at the homeless condition in America and the Western world in general, mostly in America, where it's really an epidemic. And I look at the poor in America because they're victimized by the wealthy, who are, for the most part, really psychopaths. I look at the jobs disappearing, and the only jobs being available are the demeaning jobs at fast food service, where you're selling poisons to people. And, so it's not a good karma association. As a result of this inequities in the system, there's more and more crime. And now it's coming up to an any-minute kind of a thing for combustibility, in terms of the, this is a very combustible dynamic with all of these toxic, inflammable things all pressed together, concentrated together, and it just does going to take, a little bit more this way, a little bit more that way, and whoom! Comes misfortune on a grand scale. And now a couple of vans full of Israelis, them again, got arrested by some locals somewhere in the U.S. I saw the news, but I actually linked to it on today's Smoking Mirror, so you can go read about it. And they were caught with maps of nuclear facilities, and of course they were caught with box cutters. What is it with them and box cutters? And all kinds of other things, a lot of different things, and apparently the locals just let them go. Phone call was made somewhere, somehow. But then apparently the FBI got onto it, and now they're racing around trying to find these guys. But as we know, the FBI was deep into 9/11 in the first place. They were assisting with it, such as like Muhammad Atta. They were tracking him when he went on Jacob Abramanoff's gambling boat. And, they were all over that thing, but I guess they were just, kind of making sure it happened. Just like, back when Israel assassinated John F. Kennedy, which they also did, and, they had to, cover the trail of the evidence and all the rest of that stuff, then along with the CIA, who's not supposed to operate on American soil, but of course they do, the same way the FBI is not supposed to operate on foreign soil, but of course they do. And they're all criminal organizations now. They're no longer law enforcement. Law enforcement is now an extension of a criminal empire. The Dark Lord is in near total, appearance-wise, total control of this planet. Those are just appearances. If he's not in control of you, what difference does it make? And this is about to change, as they say, in a twinkling of an eye. Yeah. Well, what I really all want to talk about is the love of God and the love within the human heart and increasing it, to pump it up, to find some way to increase not only the flow but the power of it. And I'm about that a lot my everyday now. And some of you have trouble meditating and some of you have trouble thinking about God and generating this love. And so one of the things I do is I just go lay down a lot, and I will lay there, and as soon as I lay down, this comes directly into my mind, and I find myself reaching out and saying over and over again, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, meaning it with as much intensity as I can muster, and hopefully this is having an impact upon the divine and will draw the divine ever closer to me, because the divine is a slave to love. And I certainly hope to enslave the divine that way. I hope to be enslaved by the divine. I hope to be absolutely captured up in a rapturous embrace with the divine. I'm not much interested in anything else. But it's been a long and torturous road I have been upon, full of all kinds of abuse, much of which I have visited upon myself. I suppose in my desire to break free, but I didn't break free. Maybe for a moment there I was free. Free? Well, how it goes. So anyway, it looks like I have kind of more or less taken up the time to do a radio show. I only got a couple more minutes to go. Well, not bad for Mr. Off the Cuff there. Oh, well. Try to hold on to your sanity, folks. There is a lot of madness out there, and it's getting worse. You know, the more people are enswathed and immersed in the material world, the crazier they're going to get. It's a natural offspring of that. And that's exactly what's going to happen. It's going to get crazier and crazier and more nuts. And the more you focus upon the divine, the more sane you're going to become, and the divine will take care of you. It might test you a little bit, and you're going, what am I doing relying only on God? I can't see God. He's invisible. No means of support. No. No, I better run out and get involved with the physical and what I can see. No, that's all bullshit. Look, you might get tested a little bit to see, well, do you really believe? Let's see if you do. But trust me, if you do, you'll be covered. And that's all you you need to know. I can speak truthfully for my own part and tell you that this does work because I have been operating from this particular belief system for near on 15 years now with no visible means of support. And somehow I have managed to make it through one way or another, and it has come to me through divers and mysterious means, as they say. So I understand it's going to get much better even, too, as it hasn't been all that great. But I have had my needs covered, okay? And I've got all my tools, and so what am I crying about? Well, I'm not. Actually, I'm very, very filled with gratitude. I only wish my gratitude would increase, so I would be overwhelmed with gratitude. And I think that's a very fine quality that all of us might want to exercise more of. A lot of the time, we don't realize how much we have to be grateful for. We really ought to think about it. Look around at some of the misfortune there, but for fortune go, you and I. Okay, my friends, it is time to say goodbye to this broadcast, and I'll see you next week if there is one. But in the meantime, I want to shout out my greetings and love to all of the manifestations of the Almighty. You know who you are. If anyone does, you do. So anyway, I wish I did. So anyway, aloha and
God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSync Radio Network of Stations.